Jury finds man guilty of murder of rapper Nipsey Hussle. Los Angeles jurors found a 32-year-old man guilty of first-degree murder Wednesday for the 2019 fatal shooting of rapper Nipsey Hussle. The Los Angeles County jury also found Eric R. Holder Jr. guilty of two counts of attempted voluntary manslaughter for gunfire that hit other men at the scene. Prosecutors had sought two counts of attempted murder. Holder also was found guilty of two counts of assault with a firearm on the same men. Holder, wearing a blue suit and face mask, stood up in the small courtroom next to his lawyer as the verdict was read. He had no visible reaction. A jury of 9 women and 3 men deliberated for about 6 hours over 2 days before reaching the verdict. Most of their deliberations took place Friday, and they promptly came to their unanimous decision Wednesday, briefly reconvening after a 4-day break. Typos on the verdict form compel jurors to briefly return to the deliberation room to correct and sign them while attorneys, reporters, and others waited in the courtroom. No family or friends of Hussle were in the room when the verdict was read. Holder could get life in prison when he's sentenced on September 15. The verdict brings an end to a legal saga that has lasted more than 3 years and a trial that was often delayed because of the pandemic. Holder and Hussle had known each other for years. They grew up members of the same South Los Angeles street gang when a chance meeting outside the rapper's Los Angeles clothing store led to the shooting and his death. The evidence against Holder was overwhelming, from eyewitnesses to surveillance cameras from local businesses that captured his arrival, the shooting, and his departure. His attorney did not even deny that he was the shooter, but urged jurors to find him guilty of the lesser charge of voluntary manslaughter. The shooting followed a conversation the two men had about rumors that Holder had been acting as an informant for authorities. Holder's lawyer Aaron Jansen said that being publicly accused of being a snitch by a person as prominent as Hussle brought on a heat of passion in Holder that made him not guilty of first-degree murder. "This is a provocation that stirs up rage and powerful emotion," Jansen told jurors Thursday. Deputy District Attorney John McKinney argued during the trial that Holder and everyone else in the conversation that preceded Hussle's death were so calm that the snitching conversation could not have been the primary motive, and that Holder must have had some previous envy or hatred for Hussle. McKinney told jurors that the 9 minutes between the conversation and the shooting allowed more than enough time for the killing to be premeditated, a requirement for first-degree murder. The jury apparently agreed. Hussle, whose legal name is Ermias Askedem, died at age 33. He had just released his major label debut album, which earned him his first Grammy nomination, when he was gunned down. He was a widely beloved figure in Los Angeles, especially in the South LA area where he grew up and remained after gaining fame, buying property, and opening businesses. "He wanted to change the neighborhood," McKinney said in his closing argument. "He kept the same friends. And the neighborhood loved him. They called him Neighborhood Nip." Hussle was mourned at a memorial at the arena then known as Staples Center, and celebrated in a performance at the Grammy Awards. By Andrew Dalton.